for the next presentation. So my colleague just passed on the questions that were collected from the room. So one of the questions was whether the address text at un.org answers questions relating to the tax situation post-retirement in all countries or just the US. Tax at un.org only answers queries related to taxation in the US. France and Switzerland, I think there is a presentation, if I'm not mistaken, on the program. For any other queries, for any other countries, feel free to contact our colleagues at clm_retirement@un.org and explain your situation. Or I'm sorry, it's clm_retirement@unog.ch. Yeah. So that they can look up the information for you and provide you with the specific situation in the country of your retirement. The benefits and entitlements are the same following a pre-retirement decision as with normal retirement. I think we have two questions related to early retirement. The answer is yes, you are entitled to the same benefits upon separation. Of course, depending on different contributions, years of service, etc., there may be some adjustments to the amounts received, but otherwise you are entitled to the same benefits and same terminal emoluments. Okay, so the early retirement, I mentioned the age of 55, but it is true if you have a contribution of at least 25 years at 55, you have an acquired right to early retirement. And I have a few more questions. If you relocate officially from Geneva to nearby France, Ferney-Voltaire, Pays-d'Aix, you are not entitled to the payment of relocation as you are living within commuting distance from the office. Okay. And whether you have to pay tax on the repatriation grant or is it exempted? The UN considered these amounts as being tax exempted. However, in certain countries like the US, they may be partially taxable. So this is why it is important that you raise this question either with the tax unit in New York for those retiring in the US, or again, write a message to our CLM retirement team, and depending on the country you choose to retire to, they may give you a precise answer. I don't think we have a list of countries that tax salaries and emoluments at this stage.
I think that this question should